Good morning. Let's begin by singing hymn number 246. O thou who spreadest the heaven like a tent, he who depends on thee ne'er is forespent. Still for his might on thee he ever counteth. On wings of eagles he unwearied mounteth. Have ye not heard? Have ye not known? The everlasting God, creator, is of heaven and earth, and he alone is Lord. Hymn number 246. The scriptural this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Psalm. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. O Lord, How manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. 1 Chronicles. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite. All power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 205. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. Hymn number 205.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which we just had, and it was another really good one. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. You can also catch it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11, and that Sunday school has its own teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend by just dialing the number. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child of Sunday school age, please call us, and we'll be happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. And we have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for the infants and the toddlers. So bring everyone. We will not have a Bible study session for a while. We're going to take our summer break from the Bible studies. And we will let you know when we will resume them, probably in the fall. And if you're tired of seeing bad news on the television, check our website. We have a section called Noteworthy News, where you can hear and see some good news, some of God's good news. And there's an article featured on our website that I'd like to recommend entitled Vainglory by Mary Baker Eddy, excerpts from her article in Proseworks. Excellent and very appropriate for right now. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Karen from California.
Page 432. I like the journal and quarterly and have many of Reverend Mary B. G. Eddy's works, which make my little world. I have a great desire to learn more of this love that casts out all fear and to work in this science. It is the greatest pleasure I have to talk this truth, as far as I understand it, to any who will listen, and I'm waiting for others to learn of this blessed science. I give my experience in reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures aloud to a little child. A letter published in the journal, written by a lady who had relieved a 2-year-old child by reading to her, first suggested this course to me. At the time, my little one was a trifle over a year old. I was trying to overcome for him a claim which, though not one of serious illness, was no small trial to me because of its frequent occurrence and its seeming ability to baffle my efforts. One day, as I sat near and treated him, it occurred to me to read aloud. I took up one of the older editions of Science and Health lying near, began at the words, quote, "brains can give no idea of God's man," unquote, and read on for 2 or 3 paragraphs, endeavoring, as the writer suggested, to understand it myself, yet thinking perchance the pure thought of the babe might grasp the underlying meaning sooner than I. So it proved. Before the disturbance felt by me had been calmed, the weary expression on the face of the child was replaced by one of evident relief. When putting him to sleep, I had often repeated the spiritual interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. One night, he was very restless, fretful, and cried a great deal, while I seemed unable to soothe him. At last, I perceived that he was asking for something, and it dawned upon me that the prayer might be his desire. I began repeating it aloud, endeavoring to mean it also. He turned over quietly and in a few minutes was sweetly sleeping. The last time my attention was specially called to this subject was about a year after the first experience. Various hindrances had been allowed to keep me from reading Science and Health all day, and it was toward evening when I recognized that material sense had been given predominance and must be put down. I soon felt drawn to read the book. The little boy had seemed restless and somewhat disturbed all day, but without thinking specially of him, rather to assist in holding my own thought, I began to read aloud. Quote, "Consciousness constructs a better body when it has been conquered, when it has conquered our fear of matter," unquote. In a minute or two, a little hand had touched mine, and I looked down into a sweet face, fairly radiant with smiles. I read it over. The child was evidently delighted and was restful and happy all the rest of the day. A. H. W. Deland, Florida.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God, the only cause and creator. The golden text, Proverbs. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. The responsive reading is from Psalms. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also.
The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Carol will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Isaiah. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Hosea. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and called my son out of Egypt. Exodus. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and the captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Hosea. The number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior.
Farrelly from Maryland will now read.
Science and Health. God creates and governs the universe, including man. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas, which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect. The divine idea or reflection, man, remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. If there ever was a moment when man did not express the divine perfection, then there was a moment when man did not express God, and consequently a time when deity was unexpressed, that is, without entity. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. In the science of Genesis, we read that he saw everything which he had made, and behold, it was very good. The corporeal senses declare otherwise. And if we give the same heed to the history of error as to the records of truth, the scriptural record of sin and death favors the false conclusion of the material senses. Sin, sickness, and death must be deemed as devoid of reality as they are of good God. Creator, spirit, mind, intelligence, the animating divine principle of all that is real and good, self-existent life, truth, and love, that which is perfect and eternal, the opposite of matter and evil, which have no principle. God, who made all that was made and could not create an atom or an element the opposite of himself. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. As the apostle expressed it in words which he quoted with approbation from a classic poet, "For we are also his offspring." The foundation of mortal discord is a false sense of man's origin. To begin rightly is to end rightly. Every concept which seems to begin with the brain begins falsely. Divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence. Cause does not exist in matter, in mortal mind, or in physical forms. Mortals are egotists. They believe themselves to be independent workers, personal authors, and even privileged originators of something which deity would not or could not create. The creations of mortal mind are material. Immortal spiritual man alone represents the truth of creation. When mortal man blends his thoughts of existence with the spiritual and works only as God works, he will no longer grope in the dark and cling to earth because he has not tasted heaven. Carnal beliefs defraud us. They make man an involuntary hypocrite, producing evil when he would create good, forming deformity when he would outline grace and beauty, injuring those whom he would bless. He becomes a general miscreator who believes he is a semi-god. His touch turns hope to dust, the dust we all have trod. He might say in Bible language, "The good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." There can be but one creator who has created all. In the Saxon and 20 other tongues, good is the term for God. The scriptures declare all that he made to be good, like himself. Good in principle and in idea. Therefore, the spiritual universe is good and reflects God as he is. God's thoughts are perfect and eternal, are substance and life. Material and temporal thoughts are human, involving error. And since God, Spirit, is the only cause, they lack a divine cause. The temporal and material are not then creations of Spirit. They are but counterfeits of the spiritual and eternal. Christian science presents unfoldment, not accretion. It manifests no material growth from molecule to mind, but an impartation of the divine mind to man and the universe. Proportionately as human generation ceases, the unbroken links of eternal, harmonious being will be spiritually discerned. And man, not of the earth earthly, but coexistence with God, will appear. The scientific fact that man and the universe are evolved from spirit, and so are spiritual, is as fixed in divine science as is the proof that mortals gain the sense of health only as they lose the sense of sin and disease. Mortals can never understand God's creation while believing that man is a creator. God's children already created will be cognized only as man finds the truth of being. Thus it is that the real, ideal man appears in proportion as the false and material disappears. No longer to marry or to be given in marriage, neither closes man's continuity nor his sense of increasing number in God's infinite plan. Spiritually, to understand that there is but one Creator, God, unfolds all creation, confirms the scriptures, brings the sweet assurance of no parting, no pain, and of man deathless and perfect and eternal. The creative principle, life, truth, and love is God. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity. And the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 207. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 207. Let's now sing hymn number 57. Father, to thee we turn away from sorrow. Thou art the fountain whence our healing flows. Dark though the night, joy cometh with the morrow. Safely they rest who on thy love repose. Hymn number 57.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and a correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, no substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear with what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Christ Jesus. Amen.